We have waited for you, Ramza. How very far you've come. But no farther. The stones of the monastery make an ironic cairn for a heretic such as you. And I, Lothri Wodring, will see you dead and buried.
Lothri, was it? Are you not aware of the true nature of the man you serve?
Whatever do you mean? If you speak of our execution of the clergy at Malond, that was but a part of our grand design. After all, the salvation they offered their flock was false. They sought only to seize Ivelisse for themselves by placing a puppet on the throne. We are unlike them. By the power of the Zodiac Stones, we will bring the people true salvation!
So even his most loyal are kept in the dark. You are but an unwitting servant to the Lucavi.
The demons of legend! I've not the patience for your japes, boy! Lord Falmarv is the one true savior. The second coming of Saint Ajora, who shall lead all men with boundless benevolence. A noble's whelp such as you could never understand the burdens of the common man, much less ease them.
Are you truly so blind, Lothri, to the secret kept by my father? Nay, the man who once was he. Though if he did not deign to confide even in his own children, mayhap I should not be surprised.
Is that the reason for your betrayal, Meliadul? You've completely taken leave of your senses. Instead of trusting your own, you lap up the lies of the heretic who slaughtered Isildur. But the trail of carnage doesn't end there. One after the next, he has murdered those most loyal to our cause. Cardinal Delacroix, Marquis Elmdor, even his own brothers, Dystarg and Zalbarg. All in order to prevent the Zodiac Brave's return. To seize the Holy Stones for himself.
Surely you are aware of the unnatural power Lord Falmarv possesses.
Of course I am. But that is a miracle bestowed by the Orisite. Proof that we have been chosen as the Zodiac Braves.
The moment you acquire the Orisite's power, you are turned into someone, nay, something else.
And you imagine that something to be a Lucavi? Spare me. What has become of you, Meliadul, that you should brand your own sire a demon?
Hear me, Lothri. I was there when the Orisite made a Lucavi of Wigrath. As he lay dying, a voice called out to him from deep in the earth. That of a demon, of darkness itself. And it consumed Wigrath the instant he accepted its offer of power.
Darkness? What nonsense is this?
Marquis Elmdor's words. He said that our desires call the darkness, that he himself was its minion.
Your appearance and memories may remain as they were, but the darkness takes root within your very soul. Mayhap it rules you even without your knowledge, a demonic voice whose bidding you cannot ignore.
Enough! You are fools if you think I would give such rubbish any credence. The only demonic voice I hear is yours. I will not be deceived as Meliadul has been, nor will I let you take another step further. So it ends here. But I am not finished yet. For you, Ramza, I shall cast open the very gates of hell. Fal Leonda, Keorias Desonda. Zorda, Laslaumos, Mefeolio Sonda, Alexandora, Reeve of Time. By oath unto you am I bound, transcending eternity. Cross you now the vastness of time's gulf. Throw wide her gates, that we may pass.
What is this place?
The Necrohall of Malond. Never again will you see the skies of Ivalice without the glyph at the gate. There can be no return. My lord, are you still the man I pledged to follow? To harbor such doubts at the last. How pathetic. Hurry on, Ramza. How it ends depends on you.